USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Republican governors are promising to not shut down their states no matter how bad the pandemic gets. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem have recently made the pledge, even as cases are surging in all three states. As we continue to hear good news regarding at least two coronavirus pandemic vaccines, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has a message for Democratic governors regarding the vaccines.
I think they should allow this administration that did Operation Warp Speed and stop playing politics with it. We have a safe and secure, not one vaccine, but on the cusp of having three in this short time period. Dr. Slawi is not playing political games. He's been planning this and has done 14 vaccines before this. He's put the American public first.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. Trump campaign legal advisor Jenna Ellis says no state should be rushing to coronate a president with false results.
It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that.
The Trump camp defending legal challenges to the presidential election results during a news conference at GOP headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As legal challenges regarding the election continue in battleground states, Republicans on Capitol Hill are saying we should just let the process play out.
The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing its challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases are still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican said Wednesday that it's important to go through the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier. Unless that's done thoroughly, and I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome, that's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with a great game between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, hosting Christian Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time on Fox. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.